The main riff that we hear for the chorus is. This is the fourth string open, followed by the third string second fret with our first finger. And that's a down up stroke. Then we have. Now this is a hammer on the fourth string third to fourth frets using my second and third fingers. So I hit the fourth string third, hammer on to the fourth, do that again, and then play the fourth string open. So far we have this. Then we'll have, that's our third string second fret again, down up. And then we have, and that's kind of what we started off with. This was our fifth string open twice, followed by the fifth string third fret, hammering on to the fourth fret. If you remember, we had these as part of the intro to get us into this first chorus. So technically they belong to the chorus, but we call them pickup notes because they're not in a full measure of the actual chorus. They're actual notes that lead into the chorus. But nonetheless, we're going to stick them right here. So that's your fifth string open twice, followed by the third fret, and then the fourth fret. And that's the main riff that makes up the chorus. We will do this a total of three times. And then for the fourth time, we'll just go. That's just your fourth string. Down, down, up, down, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, down, up, before we go into the verse. We will do this on all of the choruses except for one of them, because it has a lick that actually begins at the end of the chorus. But we'll get to that in a minute. So it has pickup notes that we'll actually have to take away from one of these D's that we're playing there on the fourth string open. So we've learned the first chorus and actually all of the choruses. Now let's take a look at the first verse.